The New Grad Physio podcast is hosted by Andy Barker, consultant MSK and sports physiotherapist, private practice owner and the founder of the New Grad Physio. Having experienced his own rapid rise from student to dream job just 15 months after graduating, Andy knows exactly what it takes to accelerate your skills and fly up the promotion ladder faster than you ever thought possible. Having previously worked in his dream role at the Leeds Rhinos as the head of physio and rehab, Andy now consults with a number of individual elite athletes and within professional rugby, football and dance whilst running his own group of private practice clinics. He started the New Grad Physio to help student and new grad therapists just like you overcome the specific challenges you face at the start of your therapy career, helping you to dodge the common pitfalls that can cause confusion and overwhelm with your clinical practice and stop you getting the patient results and the jobs or promotions you deserve. This podcast will deliver you actionable advice, will help you make sense of your patient assessments, reason your treatments, and patient rehab to get results well beyond your level of experience. You will also discover what you need to do to open doors, to create opportunities for yourself, so you can enjoy the best possible start to life as a new grad physio. So, let's get started.
Hey, it's Andy Back here, the host of the New Grad Physio podcast. This week, I wanted to talk around imposter syndrome. And I was reading something actually just last week, and it was on social media, which I'd actually generally spend a lot of time on, but it caught my attention, and it was because there was a more experienced therapist, you know, quite a large following on social media, you know, someone who, you know, a lot of therapists sort of would look up to and maybe look to advice and listen to what they say. And I thought it was really interesting where they were actually talking around imposter syndrome, and almost I felt like they were giving the impression that imposter syndrome is not real, which I completely disagree with. I think imposter syndrome is very real, and I think at different points in our careers we will all question if we're good enough to do the job that we're maybe doing at that particular time, or even good enough to do the job we were maybe thinking about doing, whether that's applying for a job but thinking, I'm not too sure if I get this job I'll be able to do it, or maybe thinking around, you know, making that next step in our career, but that, I guess, that worry, apprehension, anxiety of that job and what it might entail sometimes holds us back and makes us, I guess, ask questions. I think from a clinical point of view, there's always going to be patients sometimes that you see that you struggle with, and it almost feels like no matter how hard you try, the more you try, the more you feel like an imposter, the more you feel you can't actually help them, and the more you feel that you're not good enough to actually be, you know, to be their physio. And I guess a big point and a big highlight to me has been the last sort of few years and some of the stuff I've done in terms of my own work and going into new environments, working with different people is always challenging. And even last year, I was fortunate enough to go away to the Rugby World Cup with England Rugby, and that wasn't my first rodeo with them. You know, I've been involved with them for the previous three seasons and done, you know, multiple campaigns working with a similar staff group, some new guys in there, but you know, on a similar playing group, but again, some new sort of players in there. But I remember walking into the first day of the World Cup camp, I remember thinking, wow, this feels like exactly the same feelings I had when I was a new grad all those years ago, like walking into the training ground at the Leeds Rhinos, you know, walking in to the private clinic and working in that clinic I was working with when I first sort of started out. It was those same feelings. It was, you know, those same thoughts running through my head, and ultimately it boiled down to, you know, am I going to be good enough to do this? You know, can I actually do this particular role? And I don't mind admitting that, you know, so many so-called experienced therapists and therapists that have, you know, done really well for themselves and however you sort of deem that and had some relative success, you know, probably not going to come on a podcast and talk to you about imposter syndrome, because again, they often people try to give the perception that they've got it all figured out, particularly if they're working in a domain where they're trying to help other people, sell courses, do all this other sort of stuff. But, you know, I don't mind admitting that, because I know it's going to help people to come to terms almost with imposter syndrome. So again, the thoughts that I had, you know, started going back to, you know, this is a World Cup, it's different. And I, you know, obviously I'd done campaigns before and worked on Six Nations and been to, I taught Australia and done all these other different things. But I just thought, this is different. This is like the top of the top in this sort of sport. I need to be able to nail it and get this, you know, get this right. And I was thinking, you know, there's some new staff that I've joined, I've not worked with before. That's going to be a challenge, you know, to get to know those people and working out, you know, how to best work with these members of different members of the MDT. There's new players that are on my list, players I was looking after that I'd never met before. You know, in my role, I have no interaction really with the players between camps. I come into camp at the start, leave at the end. So some of these guys I've never even met before, never mind actually worked with. So, you know, going back to the posts I saw on social media last week, you know, some people are going to tell you that imposter syndrome is not real. But I think one of the things that everyone will say, and something that I do agree with, is that, you know, imposter syndrome and these feelings, it is pretty normal. But I also think the helpful advice is, oh, it's pretty normal. We'll all go through it at different points in our career. You know, don't put too much pressure on yourself. I don't think that is really that helpful, because it's not helpful for you, because you still feel pretty inadequate. You feel often incompetent at certain times, and that is not a great feeling, and I know that myself. So again, just saying it's normal, you know, just crack on and carry on, it'll go away, is not, I don't think, the best advice, because it can linger around for a long, long time for some people if you don't do something about it. And again, putting a clinical spin on that, you're with a patient, things are not going particularly that well, all you want to do is help. You want to get that patient, you know, out of pain. You want to get them back doing the things that they enjoy the most. And when you can't do that, it's not a nice feeling. And, you know, that patient's coming back to see you the week after that, whatever it may be. And that worry you have, you know, you go to bed the night before and you're thinking, that patient's back in, what's she going to be like? You know, is she going to come in like this? Is she going to come in like that? What am I going to do if she's like this? What am I going to do if she's like that? And that worry sometimes can be quite overbearing. You know, maybe there's certain injuries that you don't like seeing at this particular time. Maybe it's certain pathologies, joints, whatever that may be, a certain particular type of, you know, patient demographic. I don't know, whatever that may be, for particular different reasons. Maybe you've had bad experiences in the sort of past, and maybe you look at your calendar and you see there's a couple of new patients booked in with you tomorrow, and then you start to think, what injuries I've had. I hope it's not a lower back. I hope it's not a, you know, a shoulder. I hope it's not this. I hope it's not that. I hope it's not this kind of person, because I really struggle when, you know, patients are like that. You know, you hope that they're not too complex. You cross your fingers that they're not going to be too difficult. And I think the issue that a lot of new grads have is the fact now that you are a graduated therapist, whether you're a physio, sports therapist, sports rehab, it doesn't really matter. Now you've graduated, you lose that license to get things wrong. You can't hide behind that sort of student cloak anymore. You know, you're fully qualified and you're expected to have the answers. Patients do not really care if you've been qualified for 1 month, 1 year, or 10 years. They expect you to know what's going on, to tell them what's going on with their injury, tell them what's going on with their body, and ultimately tell them and actually take them through a rehab plan that's going to fix them and get them back doing what they want you to do. And also, the, I guess, as you qualify, the senior staff around you in a lot of environments are probably not as lenient. You know, you can't lean on them probably quite as much as you did when you were a student. You can't be asking them questions every 2 minutes. They want you to be able to just crack on. Yes, they're going to be there to help you when you do need genuine help, but that's not going to be the same as, you know, having an educator sat in the corner during the majority of your appointments, or, you know, someone who's just there on a whim to be able to ask, you know, questions. The fact of the matter is, as a new grad, you are going to make mistakes. There's no question about that. But the thing that I always say is that a mistake's only a mistake if you do it more than once. You can get things wrong, and I think there's always valuable, really valuable learning in, you know, getting things wrong sometimes. Clearly, we don't want to do that on purpose. We want to try and get things as right as we can and tweak certain things to get things even better. But everyone gets things wrong. Even experienced therapists, you know, get things wrong. And making mistakes is part of your journey as a physio, you know, sports therapist or sports rehabilitator. It's part of your learning. And I think it's important to mention that, you know, a mistake is only a mistake if you make it more than once. And you don't want to be making mistakes, the same mistakes, over and over again. And clearly, there are some mistakes you want to, you know, avoid at all costs, and, you know, things like, you know, missing certain sinister things, red flags, and all those types of things. So that's the big mistakes and the ones that you want to avoid. But having mentored hundreds and hundreds of new grads now, one of the key things that I always identify with the therapists that are struggling the most is they're often making the same mistakes over and over again. And that might be they're getting stuck with a particular part of their subjective or objective assessment, or maybe they're getting a bit stuck with how to progress their patients, but usually around a similar point in the rehab plan. But this is actually a good thing, because then if we can actually identify that, we can then put some strategies in place to try and help them to fix these things up. Because to fix any issue, you firstly need to identify what the issue actually is. In the same way, with a patient, you need to know what the problem is before you offer a solution. So you find out the problems with your assessment, your subjective and your objective assessment, and then you give them the solutions, which is what you're going to do with your hands-on treatments and also the rehab that you give your patient. So in the same way for you, identifying the issues that you're having right now in your own clinical practice is key to help you to direct your own learning and CPD. The same thing goes for your career. If you're getting stuck at a particular point in the career journey, and that might be during the application process, it might be that you keep failing at the interview stage with your interviews. Again, you need to identify what it actually is you're struggling with, because if you can identify that issue and what the problem is, then you can look at identifying solutions to actually help you to fix things up. I know that it can be sometimes quite hard to do this, because sometimes you almost need someone else to come in and look, take a bird's eye view and see what's going on with your career, who's someone who's worked with other therapists that have been in a similar position to you, so you can actually get clear on what you need to focus on to actually start getting consistent, positive patient results, even as a young and inexperienced physio, or actually see and get some clarity as to where you want your career to go and maybe where you're going wrong, so you can climb the promotion ladder faster than you ever thought possible. So that is why I open up a small number every week of free 30-minute one-to-one CPD calls. So the idea behind these calls is that we jump on a phone call. It's completely free to you. There's no catch, nothing I'm trying to sell you or anything like that. And we spend 30 minutes just talking. We spend 30 minutes identifying what you're struggling with right now, and just with the aim for me to give you some expert advice as to what you need to focus on to get the best out of yourself and to get the best and quickest improvements in your clinical practice and or, depending on your problems, your career progression. So if you'd like to jump on a call with myself, you can do that right now. So I'll put a link to book a call in the show notes, but you can also, if you'd rather, contact me directly, andy@newgradphysio.com, and I can send you a link to book a call. Or again, if you contact me via any of my social media channels, I can post across a link to you to book a call, and then we can, you know, we can chat and I can help you out in the best way possible. Because I think the key thing is, you know, I'm not telling you anything new here, that you know that CPD and learning and trying to get better is really important if you want to be a great physio, and you need to do it. You know, there's no question around that. But if you are going to sacrifice time and energy on CPD and trying to get better, you just need to make sure you're doing it well. You need to make sure you're concentrating on the right things, because all CPD is not built the same. And just jumping on a free webinar in a journal article here and there, is that really going to move the needle? Is that really going to make you, you know, better tomorrow when you walk into the clinic? Is it really going to, you know, help you with that next job application and make sure you, you know, one, get an interview room, and then if you do get the opportunity into the interview room, is it really going to help you nail that interview so you actually get given the job? So these are the important questions we can sort of go through and work through together on the call. So please get in touch. Like I say, hit the link in the show notes if you listen to the podcast, or indeed just hit me up on any of my social media channels, or send me a quick email and I can send you a link so we can jump on a call and have a chat. So that's the end of the podcast for this week. I appreciate, as always, your time and attention. Hope you found it helpful, and hopefully it's given you some advice around imposter syndrome, what it is, why it is real, and some, you know, some strategies to start you, to help you think around how you can get over imposter syndrome for yourself. So thanks again, and I'll catch you on the next episode of the New Grad Physio Podcast. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the New Grad Physio Podcast. Before you head off, I just wanted to make sure you did not miss this. Alongside his podcast, Andy posts a weekly blog on his website, www.newgradphysio.com. You can access all his blogs and loads more resources, like his recent PDF, The 5 Breakthrough Steps to Confidently Treat the Shoulder Right Every Time, Avoid Mistakes, and Stop You Feeling Less Adequate Than Other New Grads. This is Andy's most popular resource and has already been accessed by thousands of therapists just like you. To get a copy of this PDF, or to get more information about Andy's upcoming courses, or find out more about his New Grad Physio membership, head to www.newgradphysio.com. Have a great day, and we will catch you on the next podcast episode.